Sian. I'm working in the marketing department at Sheffield Theatres, and I'm here today with Jocelyn Giessian, who's playing Myra Harrison in the forthcoming One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, which is on at the studio in the Crucible this September. Hi, Jocelyn.
I just got excited then, thinking, oh, he's on! He's on. We're going to be on soon. I've forgotten.
Not long. I know, you're just all having so much fun in the rehearsal room. You forget you actually put a play on.
Yeah, we've just been like bonding. We're totally bonding. We are a family now. We've all moved into our roles as well. I'm a real mum. I'm mothering everyone, and I've got my son, and then I'm with my husband, and he's coming down. We are literally in our characters. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah, Isaac was saying that it's being a lot of fun in the rehearsal space, and there's a lot of comedy going on in there.
Yes, sorry.
I think that's a good thing. What's it like being in Sheffield? Have you been here before at all?
I was here like about 8 or so years ago when we filmed Three Non-Blondes in the town centre a bit. But obviously I was in character, and that was a lot different to this because I'm here as Jocelyn now. And that was years ago, actually, and lots of things have changed. So it seems a lot different now. And also we kind of like, we would just pass through. So we'd be here for one day and then we'd go off to the next town. So this is a lot different. I'm actually living in Sheffield for 8 weeks. I'm living here. So that's totally different. And being at the Crucible. I've never been to see a play at the Crucible. I've only heard about the Crucible, but now I'm going to be on stage at the Crucible. So I'm really excited about that.
That's great.
Finally! What took you all so long?
Well, you know, we leave the best till last.
Thank you. That was the right answer. Thank you.
So, obviously, this is a play that's from the 1970s, an American play. And quite a lot of the things you've been in before, obviously, you've written yourself, Little Miss Jocelyn, and obviously you do your stand-up comedy as well. What's it like kind of working with someone else's writing?
It's actually fine because I went to drama school and this is what I trained to do, and I kind of like do, sometimes I try and dip in and out and I'll do a play like every 2 years, you know, and then do some TV, do some drama, etc. So it's quite normal for me, but what makes it easier is the fact that it is a fantastic script. It's a great script and we have a great director. She's forced me to say that, by the way, and she will give me donuts if I say it.
Well, that's good. You better just keep bigging up Dawn.
Yes, yes. Dawn is amazing. Thank you very much. But the script is fantastic. I mean, it's literally, it's very much about today. Even though it was, you know, written in the 70s, all the issues, social issues, race, politics, everything is all about today. Women, it's a woman's play, but there are lots of kind of points in the play that are literally patting women on the back and also boosting men's egos. It's such a great play, and like every other line is funny. It's a funny play and the script is great, so like half my work is done, you know. I just hope I don't mess up the play. I don't want to ruin the script.
I'm quite sure you won't do that.
That was another good response. Thank you very much.
And you mentioned that your character Myra is like the mother character of the play. She's also a little, I don't know, I've read the script, she comes across as a bit of a Hyacinth Bouquet kind of keeping up appearances character. Are you kind of enjoying playing around with that role?
Yeah. I mean, I loved it. When they offered me the part and I read the script, I was like, oh, I love this character. Yes, I see her and I know her, and a little bit of that is me as well. I was like, I'm dying to play this character because I love things like keeping up appearances, and in my head I've got Claire Huxtable head. Obviously, that's in my head as the character, but she's nothing like that. But
from the Cosby Show.
Yes, yeah. But it's she's a fantastic character, and she does. I mean, there are lots of things that happen in the play that she kind of motors as well. So I'm enjoying playing a strong woman. It's nice to play a strong woman who's actually very feminine as well, and also very funny. And there's just everything. There are so many different layers in the play that we're all still discovering it. We're like, you know, we're going through the play, our second week, and we're going through the script and we're discovering more and more, going, wow, this man was, Don Evans was ahead of his time. You know, for the first time ever, I had this revelation for my character, and I just thought, I really wish this writer was still alive because I would really like to speak to him about the play and about my character. And I've never had that feeling before. So I got a little bit sad yesterday. Had some wine and I was fine. But I do think that, I mean, the play, it's all in there. It's right. All in there.
Well, we can't wait to see you on stage.
And I can't wait to be on stage. Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay.